Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
Welcome along to the show, our little nighttime soiree where myself and AJ put together a few little topics for you to chat about. By the way, if you ever want us to talk about something, maybe a personal dilemma, or you think we could bash it out on the air in some way and make life better for you, all you got to do is email your topic. You can send it straight to AJ, AJ Walsh, or aj.walsh, should I say, at classichits.ie, or just send it to the Niall Boylan Show, classichits.ie, Niall Boylan, classichits.ie. We'll get it. Don't worry, we'll get it. All right? And we'll try our best to include it in the show. Tonight, I am going to be talking about cloning, by the way, a little bit later on. It's an interesting but kind of disturbing story in the paper about two people who had their dogs cloned, because cloning is not illegal in certain parts of the world. In other words, this DNA modification, where they take cells from the animal's skin, your dead dog's skin, and then reproduce it and make an identical dog. Now, it kind of reminded me that there was this kind of process years ago called CRISPR, which still exists, by the way. The inventors, or said developers, were actually put in jail for using it at one stage. But it was kind of used to treat people with conditions like blindness, you know, people with disabilities. In other words, that you can interfere during the conception of a child with the DNA clusters to ensure that a person is not born without born with disabilities, and ensure the perfect child, I suppose, if you take it to its end degree. And I'm kind of wondering how many people agree that that should be. Look, it is illegal because it's considered unethical, but should it be illegal? I mean, you know, this argument all the time that, like, for instance, if I turn around to you tomorrow and I said to every woman in the country, before you conceive to have a child tomorrow, take this tablet, and it will guarantee that your baby will be born perfectly healthy. Would you take it? Now, if somebody says to me, no, I wouldn't, I would just leave it in the lap of the gods and, you know, I'd leave it with God. I don't know if I believe them or not. Anyway, we'll get around to that a bit later on. And also an interesting email from a guy who, they want to have another baby, him and his missus. But they want to get a house, obviously, and she wants to move near her mam in Ballyfermot. And he said it's like a war zone. She said they're the salt of the earth. He said, I don't care what they're the salt of, I won't be moving there. Is he being a bit of a snob? We'll get around to that later on. I also want to have a listen back to an interview I did with Pádraig Tobin about missing children in Tuzla. And we'll talk about that later on as well. But first, now, I don't know whether you're an RTE watcher, but shocking footage of animal cruelty is being broadcast tonight as part of an investigation by RTE on primetime. And this has been reignited following a previous report back in July 2023 showing, you know, the heinous animal cruelty that was described by Leo Varadkar at the time as repugnant. It subsequently instigated an investigation into the instance. Now, the latest footage is from March of this year from the Hallasey Livestock Exports in Fossett near Killarney. And it shows Irish bull calves being repeatedly struck in the face, force-fed, jabbed with tools, dragged by the ears and the tails. It also shows dead animals piled into a mound and left to rot the side of the road, which raises major concerns, by the way, about disease and risk conditions or concerns. There are strict rules, of course, regarding the storage and removal of dead animals, which are clearly not being followed, according to Prime Time tonight. And I'm sure most of you or some of you will look at that. Animal activists are obviously up in arms about this, and rightly so. I mean, it's terrible, isn't it? I know for a long time there have been calls to end live transportation of livestock. But for those of you that will be horrified by this and post on social media in horror at the footage tomorrow, I want to ask you, do you really care? If you really cared about animals and how they're being treated, why don't you stop eating meat? I mean, everybody will be horrified tomorrow. They'll be all on their virtue signalling, oh, isn't it awful how they slapped that cow in the face? You're eating the cow on a Sunday. So are you a hypocrite? Because realistically, and by the way, I'm happy to say I'm not a hypocrite to some degree, because I won't be horrified by it, because I'll say, well, that's unfortunate the way animals are treated. It's not nice. I mean, you are happy for the cow to be killed so you can have your burger at McDonald's this afternoon or whatever it is tomorrow afternoon. So are you being a hypocrite by eating meat, not being a vegan, not being a vegetarian, and then whining and moaning about animal cruelty? Because ultimately, there is no humane way of killing an animal. Is there, really? A bolt in the head? Because that's what they do, isn't it? It's a bolt in the head. The animal still dies. Well, oh, but at least you died humanely. But I mean, but they died before they're meant to die of natural causes. We kill them. and we chop them up and we eat them. And you're worried about somebody slapping it on the face? I think the animal's last concern is getting slapped on the face. I think his probably bigger concern, if they are sentient beings of some description that can think forward, is where am I going and how am I going to be killed? So are you being hypocrites by being horrified by cruelty when the ultimate cruelty is taking the animal's life? And you're part of that. You enable that by eating meat. So I'm not going to sit here and be the hypocrite because I'm not going to give out about it. So I want you to come on and tell me, are you being a hypocrite? The number is 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. Are meat eaters complete and utter hypocrites pretending to be appalled by cruelty? Let me know what you think. Let me go to Dave. Dave, hi, how are you?
What's crack?
Well, I couldn't have put it better, Dave, really, could I?
It's nonsense. No offence, but it is. It's a silly argument. You're going to be a meat eater and still be an animal lover. Like, it's the world we live in. We eat meat. We have animals for livestock. But you can still treat animals with respect right up until the moment you kill them.
You see what you just said there? You can treat an animal with respect right up to the moment you kill them.
Yeah, right up until the moment you kill them and eat them. Because
is that treating them with respect? Is that treating with them with respect? You're treating them with respect? Killing them?
Yeah, you can, because they're livestock at the end of the day. If you ever spend time around chickens, they're never going to fucking write the collective works of Shakespeare, Niall. Okay?
So what are you saying? Cows don't have a purpose in this world apart from eating them? That's it? That's their only purpose?
They do, yeah. Yeah. Milk and food. We've domesticated cows to the point where they couldn't survive on their own. So I hate this argument when people are, oh, but it's like, would you eat your dog? In certain circumstances, you probably would eat your dog if you had to eat your dog.
Well, by the way, those people who are horrified by people who eat dogs, I have no sympathy for those people because, oh, you know, that's just the way we've been brought up. We've been socially conditioned that dogs are domesticated pets. But in some countries in the world, like Korea, for example, dogs are eaten. It's part of a diet.
Yeah, but if there was, I don't know, a horrible ecological disaster or the world got hit by an asteroid and you'd nothing to eat, you'd eventually eat your pooch. That's just the way it is. Like, I'd say people who live in countries where they don't have food security like us probably look at people who say, you know, who complain about this kind of thing as if we're fucking idiots, like, because we have animals for livestock. We've been farming animals for livestock since the dawn of civilization. You can be an animal lover and treat animals with respect, but also, you know at the same time that some animals are for food. You know, I'm not going to sit on my couch with my cow and watch, you know, TV or play video games the same as what I would with my dog. But I'm not going to go out and hit a cow in the head with a brick at the same time.
But the only difference between the cow and the dog is the cow is much bigger. So obviously it would be uncomfortable to have the cow sitting on the sofa.
I need a bigger couch, first of all. Yeah, absolutely. Sure.
But the cow is equally as intelligent as your dog.
No, he isn't. Cows are not as intelligent.
Well, they say actually pigs are more intelligent than most intelligent animals.
Pigs are incredible. You know, I don't eat pork for that very reason, because pigs are very, very intelligent animals. You know what I mean?
So do you think a cow doesn't have a sense of awareness, that a cow doesn't have a conscience, that a cow doesn't have feelings, that a cow doesn't feel...
A cow does not have the same level of sentience as you or I, or a dog.
I'm aware of you and I, or a whale.
No, they're not. Like, a dog has the emotional intelligence of a 3 or 4 year old child. Cows don't have that. Cows are stupid. Okay, have you spent time around cows? No, they're not. They're not really great crack. Cows don't get up on a Monday morning and go, "Ah, fuck's sake, here we go again." Do you know, we have to put this in perspective.
They're not really great crack.
No, but they're not. Like, I mean, when you hear people go on about this shit, you swear they were going to say, "Oh, geez, I sat down with Daisy and we were talking all philosophy." I mean, just fuck off. If you were in the field with a bunch of cows, there's a slight chance they'd kick you to death and then they'd walk away. All right? So this idea where people like, we should treat all animals respect, kiss my arse. If you couldn't get access to food, you would end up eating meat.
But here, Dave, here's the thing, right? Tomorrow on social media, it'll go bonkers after this primetime investigation, right?
Oh, God, no, people go mad on social media. Shocker.
What I'm saying is, so are they all hypocrites? Unless, of course, you know, they stick to the cause and they're vegans and vegetarians. Are they all hypocrites?
Well, it's like this, right? I'll ask you the same question. Do you hate people? Do you hate children?
No.
Do you think all the people who will be on social media tomorrow on their smartphones hate children too?
What's that got to do with children?
Well, sure, all the precious metals that are in most of our devices nowadays are mined by children, aren't they? They don't come from exactly ethical places, do they?
Well, probably not. No, you're right. Yes, they're mined in the Congo by kids for $10 a month or something.
Oh, God, it's awful what they did to poor Daisy on my iPhone 16. That was, you know, all the cobalt was dug out of the ground by probably a three-year-old who's getting paid 5 cents a month. Do you know, it's just another sign of how fucking entitled people who live in the West really are, that we have the time to bitch about this kind of stuff. Do you know, like, it's a non-argument. You can be an animal lover and still eat meat. And these people who say otherwise, just go get a hobby for yourselves.
Okay, hang on. Stay there, Dave. Derrianne, go get a hobby for yourself as far as Dave is concerned. You know, he said you can be an animal lover and you can eat meat at the same time. Or is that hypocritical, Derrianne?
Absolutely hypocritical. And I have been hypocritical because for a long time now, I did not want to eat meat. But I was brought up as a child eating meat and it took me a long, long time to say, no, I can't do it. And it's only in the last couple of years when they brought in a lot of the vegan stuff and a lot of this came out into the awareness of the public arena but it was only when my gorgeous Gracie Jew, God's grace, who passed away 3 weeks ago, who would not eat meat, by the way. And I remember bringing her to the vet one day to worm her or whatever. And they said, And they said, what do you have today? And I said, well, she'd only eat a vegan burger. And they said, a vegan burger? I said, yeah, I'm sorry. And I had.
Well, now, dogs are meant to eat meat. They're carnivorous animals. You know what I mean?
Well, hold on.
I'm just saying.
Who said? Who knows? That dog would not eat another animal's meat. But what I'm saying now
But the dog must have had pedigree chum at some stage in its life. Did it?
Nile, will you stop?
No, I'm just saying. I'm just saying dogs. Okay. Dogs do eat. They have canine teeth. That's what they call canines.
But Nile, I found it very hard to stop eating meat. Now, I haven't had red meat in a long, long time because that's for a different reason. But animals are definitely sentient beings. And poor old Dave there.
Yeah, Dave said cows are no crack at all.
Well, I'll tell you something, Dave. Now, I worked with a company one time and one of my jobs was going visiting these meat companies across the country. And I never forget, I was training in this friend of mine and we were driving up to this meat company in a county in Ireland. And when we stopped the car, all we could hear was this absolutely screeching. And she said, what the hell? And then I realised it was the cows that were going to be
slaughtered.
It's
the abattoir.
And that still, by the way, didn't make me stop eating the meat because it's so ingrained in me from being a child. But I will say, after the last 3 weeks, after my little gorgeous Gracie Jew passed away and the connection I had with her, I will never, ever eat meat again. And no, we are all sentient beings. And Nile, will you do me a favour? Mm. Will you get your man on from the animal place? I think he's in Limerick.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, you mentioned him before. Yeah.
Oh, get him on.
Okay.
Because, no, it's so true, Nile. It's heartbreaking. And at the end of the day, we're human beings here, and we think we are, you know, the be-all and the end-all. We're absolutely nothing.
There you go, Dave. We're not the be-all. We're not the top of the food chain. We're not the be-all and end-all.
Nope.
Actually, we are
the
top of the food chain.
Yeah, we are top of the food chain. Allegedly.
We are the top of the food chain.
Although, try say that to some bloke who's standing in the field with a tiger in front of him. See how long that theory lasts.
But at the same time, collectively, we are the ultimate apex predator. There's no other animal on the face of the planet that's made more animals go extinct than human beings have. And look, I am all about conservation. I am all about looking after habitats and biodiversity and stuff
David,
like that.
David, hold on.
Oh, no, hang on. Let him finish. Sorry, do you go on about biodiversity?
Let him finish.
Go on, yeah. I'm all about biodiversity.
No, but I'm just... No, and like no, but I don't like the fact that like we're encroaching on animals' territories. I don't like the fact that like we're animals are going extinct at a pace that we haven't seen since the dinosaurs. Like that kind of stuff, it genuinely chills me to my bones. But at the same time, I also understand that we are omnivores. We eat meat. Like the reason that we're able to sit here and wax poetic about like, you know, the ethics of eating meat and farming animals and stuff is because of the protein that we got from eating meat when we were early hominids. That's what led to us being at the top of the food chain. It's our ability to eat meat. It's not eating soybean. And this idea of like, let's all go vegan, right? Like, just think about this like realistically for a second. The whole world was to go vegan. We would need a lot more farmland, which means we'd wipe out even more animals. And animals are still killed in the process of making vegan foods. There's no food on the face of the planet that doesn't have the smallest bit of bloodshed in it. And that's just a fact.
Okay, sorry, Derrianne, you wanted to say something there. Go on, before I go to Pauline, go on.
Yeah, no, I just want to say, Dave, I'm sorry, us mere human beings are anything but at the top of the food chain. We are spiritual energies in bodies having a spiritual adventure in this life, and how dare we decide that the only thing that we can survive on is animals. And it has been proven, and I'm not even going to go there now because I'd be too upset. But
he is right about animals becoming extinct. According to the UN, by the way, I'm quite surprised, 150 species become extinct every day. Now, in saying that, that balances out with new species that evolve every day.
Well, yeah. No, not really.
Don't they want their cows to not be around so that we don't have all this to do with the farting?
Oh, the farting in the fields, belching, yeah.
So it wouldn't it be more humane not to have them around than to have... And by the way, Niall, I just want to say something. I reared 5 young lambs on Lambay Island 2 years ago, and I bottle fed them. And only for me, their mothers died. Only for me, they would have died. But I get photographs every so often from a guy over in that island to show me the lambs that I reared that were never sent to be meat for people. I couldn't ever eat.
I don't like lamb anyway, to be honest. I never like lamb. Actually, stay there for a second if you can, Dave and Derrianne. Let me go to Pauline as well. Pauline, hi, how are you?
No, it's a hard one, isn't it,
Niall? Yeah, well, the original question was, are we hypocrites to pretend to care about animals, but then we go and eat them on a Sunday for dinner, you know?
No, there are certain nutrients and vitamins that we...
Proteins, amino acids.
That we can only get from meat, fish and dairy products. Vitamin B12, I know, is one.
But you can take a supplement. You can take a supplement if you want.
Yeah, you'd have to be very
vegan.
Sure.
That's what vegans do. They take supplements if they don't get those things from animal foods.
Yeah, but our bodies need meat. We didn't have packets of potato and crackers and stuff when, you know, in, let's say, back in the old days.
I now have a vision of a caveman sitting with a packet of Pringles in his hand. Yeah, I know. I get it. I get what you're saying, yeah.
So, like, we need meat and, like, fish and dairy products to get the nutrients we
need.
I get
all of that. Well, here's the thing, then. Why, Pauline, is everybody horrified by animal cruelty when, realistically, the ultimate cruelty is killing the animal?
Well, I had 30 hens, right, at one stage. And when I had them, I couldn't eat the eggs and I couldn't eat chicken because you form a relationship with them and you kind of, they're like pets to you, even though my neighbours and my family all loved the eggs and they were absolutely second to none. People could tell the difference. But I had to buy shop eggs. It's because you form a relationship with them.
But the eggs are there. But by the way, a hen laying an egg is the most natural thing in the world.
Sorry?
Hens laying eggs is a very natural process. There's nothing cruel about that.
I know that, but a fertilised egg becomes a chicken.
But most of them are not fertilised.
Yeah, I know that, but they were my hens. So I do I understand how people feel, and I love my 2 dogs. I know one of them is still alive, so when I had them, I would never even... I know that if I was starving, the last thing I'd think... The first thing I'd be thinking is, do I have something for them? So you do form a relationship and a bond, but on a practical level, there are certain things, vitamins, nutrients, and minerals that we only get from meat.
But what you're saying to me is the only reason you eat meat and other, you know, animal byproducts is because you want to eat it because it's good for you, but you haven't formed a relationship with that animal, so it doesn't really matter too much.
It's not that it doesn't matter, it's that we need it to survive. We actually do genuinely need it to survive. And with what's going on, and I hope you let me say this, with the chemtrails and the dimming, the shady days, and the low yields in crops, and the lack of minerals, and particularly zinc and vitamin D that it's causing in people, we absolutely cannot afford to give up eating meat, fish, and dairy products, although I don't eat meat because of...
You can say it if you want to. I don't buy into the chemtrail thing, but if you want to say it, that's your opinion, and you're entitled to it.
You know what, Niall? If you don't buy into the chemtrail, you and your listeners, I suggest tonight you go on to whatever you go on to the internet and go on to geoengineeringweatherwatch.com.
Well, it's pretty obvious a website with that name would be pro chemtrails. Yeah, obviously.
I know all about geoengineering.
Yeah. I know all about it.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying to you, there's two different theories when it comes to chemtrails. One is that they don't exist, that basically they're contrails, which is condensation trails, and that people who believe in chemtrails are just conspiracy theorists.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm only telling you
there's two different theories in relation to it.
Yeah, but so, I'm trying to tell you.
I'm happy to let you have your view on it. That's what you're saying. Yeah. Yeah, that's fine.
Right, here's what I understand. Here's my
I don't have time to go into chemtrails tonight, Pauline, to be honest with you, with the greatest respect.
Okay.
All right. So let me go back to the other thing. So will you be a little bit pissed off, you know, tomorrow when the news is out that Prime Time showed these animals being badly treated? Will you be pissed off about that?
Well, your comment was you think it's unfortunate if they're treated badly, and the other man said like he wouldn't give it any regard. I am an animal lover. I couldn't ill-treat an animal, but on the other hand...
But you eat it. You couldn't ill-treat an animal, but you'll eat it.
I wouldn't eat my dog.
No, that's because you know your dog. They're eating the dog.
Yeah, and I would, if I had children, I would make sure my children get a certain amount of meat.
I thought you were going to say they wouldn't eat them either. Yeah.
Because my children would need to be healthy and to their bodies to be formed properly.
Absolutely. So what I'm saying, as long as you don't have a bond or a connection to the animal, that's fine. You'll eat it.
Well, no. Well, see, you wouldn't see things the way I do. Let's say from a biblical perspective, the Bible actually tells us what foods we can and can't eat, what are acceptable. Like a rat wouldn't be, whereas to put the fatted calf on the spit, that's okay. Well, if God says it's okay, it's all right with me.
There you go, Dave. If God says it's all right, it's all right. But mind you, Dave doesn't think cows are the most intelligent animals in the world anyway, so they're no loss.
That's
to
no
society.
Reason to ill-treat them.
Sorry, Dave.
I've never heard a cow tell me a knock-knock joke that I liked, so, you know.
Yeah.
There's no reason to ill-treat any animal.
100%. What about a rat?
You can ill-treat a rat if you want to.
These people who battered the shit out of animals on the way to be slaughtered are scum. I would like to see people who do that kind of thing prosecuted. Like, you can say, I have respect for animals, and I think animals should live as decent a life as they can until we slaughter them for our meat. You know, that's not a separate thing from saying, well, sure, we're going to eat them anyway, so let's kick the backs off them.
But are you listening to yourself? If we were talking about any other subject, you'd be the first one to jump in there. So it's all right. Don't ill-treat them. Well, not until he gets to killing them for food. I mean, that doesn't even make any sense. You know what I mean? Because if I was a vegan listening to this, I'd be going, listen to this bunch of hypocrites.
Honestly, who listens to staunch vegans like with any like greater respect? I mean, come on. Like, you people like PETA, who talk about like they love animals, and yet they kill more animals in America than any other organization. Okay, if you want to say we're hypocrites, we're all hypocrites in some way. We all have smart devices, and there's human suffering goes into the production of them for us to get them. There are children make our products that we buy from China. Okay, so I'm sorry if I sound like a hypocrite, because I'm not going to shed a few tears because a cow got a bolt in the head, so I can't have my steak. Okay.
Now, if there's vegans listening, they're welcome to call in, by the way. The number is 087-188-0008. Just WhatsApp, let me on, and AJ will ring you. Yes, I'm just because I know a vegan would take issue with both of you turn around and saying, you know, okay, well, look, I don't accept cruelty, but hey, it's okay to give them a boat in the head if you want them for dinner for Sunday.
Okay, well, here, hold on a second. What about all the poor little bunny rabbits and foxes and animals that live in fields that get slaughtered when they're driving through them with combine harvesters?
Well, that's accidental. That's accidental. Nobody intentionally
does that.
So if it's accidental, it's okay, isn't
well,
it?
Well, it is. It's like, you know, you're driving down the road and you hit a deer. Like, it's not like you intentionally went out that morning looking for one.
Oh, right. So it's okay that, like, blood shed goes into vegan food.
It's a horrifying feeling, isn't it, when you hit an animal in your car? There's nothing worse than that feeling.
It's worse than animals that damage your car.
I mean, God, in my years, I probably hit quite a substantial amount of rabbits on the road, but I hit a deer once.
I wouldn't mind hitting a deer. Venison is unreal.
No, I hit a deer, and God bless him, he went over the roof of the car, and I remember looking in the rear view mirror, and he jumped and ran, but he kind of limped away. But I know it was just the adrenaline made him run. The poor thing probably died.
You should have, man, you should have reversed and called a friend of yours or something. There's good eating in deer, like.
I just felt so, I felt sick, sick. I just felt really bad. It.
Oh, you crater, yeah.
Let me go to Jimmy. Jimmy, hi, how are you? Jimmy.
What's the crack, man?
What's the crack, Jimmy? How are you?
Oh, God,
wait until I tell you something better, Jimmy. Can you pick your phone up off speaker? You're on speakerphone. Jesus Christ.
There's a documentary out there that maybe everyone can have a look at. It's called The Woman Who Speaks to Cows. Okay?
The Woman Who Speaks to Cows.
Jimmy,
can you do me a favor? Because it sounds like your phone is on one side of the building and you're on the other. Could you pick it up?
Okay.
Yeah, that'll be much better then. We can all hear you then.
Sorry.
Okay.
Well, look, there is a documentary out there. This lady was born, I think, around 1943, and she was autistic. But her aunt and uncle had a farm out in the country in the States, and she used to go visit. And autistic children love being squeezed. They love being held. It's the safety thing, I think, you know.
Yeah, security,
but
yeah.
She used to give the cat crusher. And she actually got a cat crusher to put the cat crusher in her house. And she used to hop into it. But she noticed all cattle had, like, basic two senses, like curiosity and fear. Yeah?
Okay.
And so she stuck with all this, and now 90% of abattoirs in America are run under her guidelines. There's not a blade of straw or a blade of grass to be seen on the walk-up, and you do not hear a moo. Not one moo here. The cow has to be 80 yards. It wouldn't mean it's not yard, not meters in America.
Yeah,
80 yards behind the cow that's being
slaughtered,
dispatched.
Dispatched.
So it's kind of dispatched in this. See, it depends on the respect. You know what I mean? It depends on the respect you have. It's like.
But what sort of respect do we have when the animal walks through this two barriers and you stick a bolt through its head?
I've had pet lambs and I slaughtered them. You know what I mean? And I ate them. Yeah?
Yeah.
I had no problem. But one lamb didn't know the other one was getting done, and there were two of them were done both ends of the yard and all that kind of stuff. They don't know what's happening. And it happens quick. And the same way as when you. Look, the whole thing about what we're going to see in this documentary is about, now, whatever the second money, we're going to cut corners and we're going to be in it for the money, not for the beef.
But here's the thing, but are we all hypocrites? Because ultimately, the end result is the animal gets killed.
Sorry, guys, I just give me two more seconds and I'm out of here. I won't be out here. I'll go back listening.
But the animal
has to be, if you want your meat, yes, it has to die. But there's loads of different ways of dispatching an animal that no other animal gets involved. Now,
are we all delusional? Hey, hold on. There's loads of different ways of killing the animal. I agree with you, right? But are we all delusional here tonight? At the end of the day, you're still killing an animal before it. Well, okay, you know, let's kill a family member. See how that works out. You know what I mean? I mean, does it matter how you kill the family member? I mean, they're still dead.
What do you mean?
I'm not the one being the hypocrite. I like meat, and I don't really care too much. You know, I could pretend to care if I really want to.
Let us have the discussion, and you just chill out there for a second.
Oh, yeah, okay, fair enough.
the thing about it is it's all about the respect you have for the animal. And we're going to be watching a programme, it's going to be on RTE or whatever it is,
RTE,
runs the show the opposite way than the way it should be run. I mean, there should be a documentary about that. There should be court cases and there should be getting done for cruelty to animals.
Right. But you you said the woman who talks to cows. So do you think, by the way, cows are intelligent creatures?
I believe I've been around a lot of cows, and I tell you now, they're highly strung. There's different types of cattle.
They're highly strung.
No, there's some. And I tell you now, you look into some fields, and because I used to do a lot of hunting and walk fields, but anyway.
No, tell me about cows, because Dave said they're not intelligent animals.
When you get
but the thing is now, they're bred for food. You know, we need their
There's no there's no animal that's bred for food. That's when you say they're bred for food, that's a lie. There's no animal bred for food. Don't get me wrong, they're tasty. I'm not gonna lie.
No, hold on a
but
second.
They're not bred for animals aren't bred for well they shouldn't
if
be bred for food.
So do we have fields of wild cows running free now, do we?
No, but this idea that's some sort of positive thing. Like, don't get me wrong, I'm not putting it down. I'm not a hypocrite. I love food, I love meat, okay? I love a steak. I have to say I really enjoyed my fish tonight for my dinner. It's like saying we breed humans for some purpose or other, to work or something like that. I don't know. You know,
we breed as we taxpayers, don't we?
And always shepherds for food, to provide food. That's like thousands of years back. That's how people survive. That's a fact, like it or not.
No, I know we do statistics. Yes, factually, we breed animals for food. I'm well aware of that, right? But that statement in itself just sounds wrong, doesn't it? So we're breeding an animal, not to live and enjoy its life like a normal animals do. We're breeding it so we can kill it, you know, prematurely in its life, so we can eat it.
Yeah, exactly.
So let's just face the facts. That's what we're doing.
It's called farming.
Yeah, exactly, Dave. Farming. It is called farming. You're right. Yeah.
Yes. It is. We've been doing it for thousands of years.
Yeah, sorry, Jimmy. What are you saying about deers?
The deer in Phoenix Park, right?
Yeah, I know them. Not personally.
The deer fallow deer, right?
Yeah.
They're not a natural. They're not a natural species of deer. They were bred with two other deer for the table. Mm.
Yeah, but they're overpopulating now.
No, they're not a natural species. What they're saying, we're raising cattle for or beef. For meat for the table. But see, they bred them deer and brought them to an island, like where there was only a couple of red deer. And
who?
Yes.
But they bred the deer for an island? What island?
This island here.
The island of Ireland. Oh, sorry, right. Okay.
Yeah, this island.
Yeah, but they're now overpopulating because they're talking now about bringing in wolves to kill them.
Yeah, because they don't want to see the meat.
What are you laughing at? They are. That's a true statement. They were actually considering reintroducing the wild wolves back into Ireland to control the population of deers.
That'll go well.
I can see the wolves wandering around the villages of Ireland.
There's
an agenda where they don't want us eating meat anymore, and they're trying to force us to eat plants. And we're not going to get the nutrition and what we need to sustain ourselves, apart from what's going on in the skies or the water, for that matter. We're not going to be. We won't be.
No, I won't be eating a plant. I eat meat every single day. Be it chicken,
3D printed.
Okay, listen, lads, I have to take a break. Lily, I'm going to come to you after the break because you want to find out why there's no shepherds in Shepherd's Pie. No, I'm joking. You do want to talk about Shepherd's Pie, but Dave, stay. Oh, he's gone. Anyway. Yeah, Pauline, stay there. I'll be back. Thanks very much, Jimmy, by the way, for your contribution. And Pauline, you stay with me there, okay? I'll be back after the break. The number is 087-188-0008. The reason we're talking about it is RTE has shown documentary tonight. As much as it's very cruel and it's horrible and everything else, some of the stuff they're going to show you in it, about them slapping cows across the head and all sorts of things. I'm saying we're all a bunch of hypocrites to pretend to care about animals. Because if I was a vegan, I would argue, why are you all pretending to care about animals and then have them for your dinner the next day? Because ultimately, that's the ultimate cruelty, isn't it? To raise an animal just to kill it prematurely so you can have some food. The number's 087-188-0008. Right, somebody says Dave is talking through his hat. I was a butcher for 30 years. And yes, cattle are intelligent animals. When you separate a cow from her calf, it's the only time the cow will actually attack you, says Joe in Cork. There you go. See, Dave, you think you know it all, don't you? Let me go to Lily. Lily, hi, how are you?
Hi.
Hi, Lily, how are you?
I'm fine, okay.
Okay, so Lily, do you eat meat?
I eat meat, yes.
Okay, and And are you appalled by cruelty to animals?
I'd be appalled to the cruelty of animals, but at the same time, I don't know what I'd call my shepherd's pie without the meat. I'm trying to think of a name.
Well, there's a whole argument about shepherd's pie, by the way. Shepherd's pie is meant to have lamb in it, but most Irish people make shepherd's pie with beef.
Yes, that's true.
It's two pies. That's one is cottage and one is shepherd's.
That's right. Cottage pie is the one with the beef. Shepherd's pie has the lamb. But everybody that's calls it a shepherd's pie, but they put meat in it. They put mince or steak in it.
You're on about this thing that's on tonight in RT about the cruelty to animals.
Yes. Yeah, the cows. Yeah.
Okay, to cruelty to cows. Okay, but at the end of the day, I feel like a hypocrite because I absolutely love beef. I love burgers. I love meat. If Ireland just decided we won't eat meat, so therefore no meat, if we're going to this thing about the cruelty to animals, no meat, no turkey, no chicken, no sausages, what are we going to eat?
What's that lady's name, Niall?
Lily is her name.
Lily, don't feel like a hypocrite because there are certain minerals and nutrients and whatever that we need from meat. But RTE have an agenda. It's the New World Order agenda. And that's to push the plant-based diet. So don't feel bad. They're just, you know.
Yeah,
the
that's just RTE for you. There you go.
Of them.
Yeah.
In fact, turn them off.
Okay.
I don't know how
Lily, there you go. Turn
them.
RTE off. But no, Lily. Yeah. So they're pointing out, and by the way, Primetime Investigates could be a good program. They're pointing out the way the animals are being treated, you know, when they're heading for slaughter, etc., and the way they're transported.
Yeah.
But like, are we all just a bunch of hypocrites? Because tomorrow there'll be outrage, there'll be politicians giving out.
Yeah.
The last time Leo Varadkar was giving, and we'll all be saying, isn't that terrible the way the animals
are
treated?
Isn't that terrible,
And then we'll sit down and have a steak.
And, it's all an agenda.
No, you're Pauline, you're part of it too.
Yeah, it's all an agenda.
You see, Pauline, you said to me earlier on as well, you don't like the cruelty to animals.
We'll cook burgers.
They're not going to be on about the cruelty and what they did. And here's Mr. So-and-so, and he served 3 months in prison for doing that. That won't be on. What they're doing is pushing an agenda. We need meat. End of story. That's a fact. That's what we need to survive.
Now, vegans would argue with that,
dairy products and fish. Well, they might. I don't know how long they last. I don't know any 90-year-old vegans. I don't know about you.
Vegans, they live equally as long as people who eat meat. By the way.
I don't know.
But you will find that vegans generally, because of other reasons, they will kind of go to the gym.
Maybe
to make up for it in some other way.
If I watch that naughty, I'd still eat meat because I don't know what... We don't know... What it's coming from. It's just an agenda. They want to put something on to get people to watch it. Okay, but like, where's the line? Where's the line of when they're talking about animals being cruel, like people being cruel to animals? Like,
well, the way I look at it is, you either object to cruelty to animals or you don't object to cruelty to animals. And if you're willing to eat an animal. And you know that animal is being killed for the purpose of you eating it. You're not running out yourself and doing it, you know, like we would have done as cavemen chasing around fields after an animal just because we need them there and then for food. In other words, you're doing it out of convenience because you could eat something else if you really wanted to. Well, then, essentially, we're hypocrites.
You couldn't because there weren't supermarkets.
No,
that's
I know.
That's what people survived.
I know, that's what I said to you. So we're not doing it out of necessity, was what I'm... We're doing it for convenience,
So the program's agenda really should be about the cruelty and what they've done about it and making sure it would never happen again.
But why?
Because it's
I'm only just taking up the argument, but why? Well, who cares? If we're really going to think like this, who cares? We're going to kill them anyway.
We killed anyway.
You know, I'm just saying, I think it's a pretend caring. I really do believe it's pretend caring. Because, you know, all the people who watch that are going to eat meat anyway.
You had a dog, Niall, you had a dog, so that's bullshit.
Yeah, I do, but I wouldn't eat me dog.
Yeah, that's right, you wouldn't. So don't say it, pretend. You eat a steak and you pet your dog.
Oh, they do that in Springfield in America. They're eating the dogs. They're eating the cats. They're eating the pets of the people who live there.
No, they're not eating them. What they're doing?
I'm joking.
No, what they're doing is a bloodletting with the animals, which is witchcraft and which is despicable.
Jesus.
But he didn't know what to call it.
Topic.
Yeah, I know. That's you're talking about what Donald Trump said. I don't. Yeah, he probably didn't understand what was going on. Let me go to Martin. Sorry, Martin. Hi, how are you?
I'm well, Noel. Good evening.
Yeah, I am being flippant tonight, Martin, to be honest with you, but I'm trying to get a point across, and I don't think anyone's getting the point that I'm making.
I
no,
get
we're
your
not,
point,
because you're being a hypocrite.
Okay. Sorry, Martin, go ahead.
Yeah, no, I get the point you're making. Like, if you boil it all down, yes, it does seem extremely hypocritical. But there's a couple of serious things I'd just like to say. First off, I'm a meat eater. I make no apology for it. You know, the vegans can get up on their high horse. They can do whatever they want. Well, they probably wouldn't get on a horse.
No.
But the thing is, I'm a meat eater. I make no apology for it. But I can tell you, there's two reasons. If I was to see something like that happening, now, I don't buy my meat from supermarkets. I go to Kraft Butchers, who know the small abattoirs that the beef, lamb, and pork come from. And there's a very good reason for it. One, I don't want gratuitous cruelty. You can never be sure, obviously, but I would hope that I'm being told the truth by my butchers that I've had relations with for years. Mm-hmm. I bought my produce from them. But the other reason is, when an animal is brought to slaughter,
yeah,
if they're highly stressed before slaughtering, there's a release of stress hormones into the animal's body, and it gets into the meat. So you've adrenaline, and I think it'll be cortisol. Cortisol is a stress hormone. Yeah, I'd say it'd be cortisol. I'm not an endocrinologist, but I think that's what it would be. And that will make your meat tough.
That's a bit selfish of us then, that the only reason we're being considerate is because we care about the taste of how it tastes.
Okay, if people want to say that's being... Yes, but if I'm going to slaughter an animal, or if an animal is going to be slaughtered on my behalf, at least let me have the absolute maximum benefit from it. The other thing, I'll be perfectly honest with you, I have no problem eating just about any part of an animal. I've eaten brain, I've eaten oxtail regularly, I eat liver regularly, kidneys, tripe. But those are all things that
my dad would eat all that stuff. He used to eat all that stuff. But Martin, see, this, the point I'm just trying to make is, like, and you proved it there with that, and I'm not calling you selfish, but that kind of idea of selfishness that I want the animal killed properly so I can enjoy the meat afterwards, right? But this idea that is, oh, I care a lot about the animal. When they're transporting the animal to be slaughtered, I care how they treat that animal. You don't really care. Because if you did care, you wouldn't want the animal killed in the first place.
No, I do care, Noel. I care for the reasons I've just given you. I think it's
But what difference does it make? You said to me you go to particular butchers because you know where the origins of the animal comes from, right? What difference does it make if you go to Tesco's and buy, you know, pre-packed and you don't know where it comes from? What difference? The animal's still killed. What's the outcome? It's still the same.
Yeah, the outcome for the animal is still the same, obviously. But on my behalf, I don't want gratuitous cruelty used against animals when there's no need for it.
Gratuitous cruelty? Surely killing an animal prematurely in its life is gratuitous.
Well, it's not really.
Hold on.
The meaning of gratuitous is when it's absolutely unnecessary.
Well, it is unnecessary. It's unnecessary. You could, I mean, if you really wanted to, you could, you know, replace your meat with other foods. There are other foods. You can take supplements and all that kind of thing.
Yes, you could, but
just be honest, we enjoy it.
For want of a better term, when you boil it all down, okay, the whole purpose of taking the animal to the abattoir is to kill that animal for human consumption, right? Now, I have no issue, no problem with that. Absolutely none. I really don't. But that doesn't
like it, but we have to have the meat at the end of the day. Supplements are not food. We've been given everything that we need, let's say, in the garden. Supplements are sometimes manufactured with chemicals that are not what they are supposed to be, particularly ascorbic acid, where vitamin C is concerned. And that is one of the greatest fighters against cancer, by the way. Vitamin C.
Yeah, they say red meat, overconsumption of red meat can cause cancer. Or, you know, overconsumption of probably anything can cause cancer, to be honest with you. Most things nowadays seem to be cancer causing, or can cause cancer, or encourage cancer if you already had it. Pauline, there is no doubt in my mind. And by the way, I am a supporter of eating meat. I eat meat. I really enjoy a good steak.
So do I.
I love a burger, right? I enjoy a quick McDonald's every now and again. KFC is my favourite, to be honest with you. So I'm not condemning meat eating. But what I'm saying to you is the idea that you cannot survive as a vegetarian or a vegan is complete and utter nonsense because people do it all the time.
It is not complete and utter nonsense.
There is loads of vegans in this world who do not eat meat products. Loads of them. And they're perfectly healthy.
How do you know what's in? I'm aware, in fact, of a particular restaurant who serves vegan food, but the juices of the meats are used to make their gravies, are not their gravies, their sauces. That's a
well, that's actually illegal, by the way, because now they're misinforming people. So if they're pretending it's vegan and it's not actually vegan, well, they should be in trouble for doing that because that's not fair to people who are vegans. If that's what they want, I don't agree with vegans. I have nothing in common with vegans, but look, that's their choice.
So yeah, but hold on a second, Niall. These turned vegans were not reared like that from the times they were babies, or they wouldn't here today. They simply wouldn't be here.
Well, again, that's not true. You know, there are people and there are children who've been raised vegans. I don't agree with it. I'm not saying I agree with it, but there are children and they're perfectly healthy.
No, that's not true, because the people who've tried that crap with their babies have been taken to court.
No, that's again, Pauline, that's misinformation. Many babies in this world have been raised vegans. People who've been taken to court are those who neglected their children, didn't feed them properly, and children died. They're the ones who are taken to court.
Well, milk is a dairy product, so that's not true, except for the...
Breast milk is not dairy. Breast milk is not dairy product. Your missus is not a cow.
I'm not talking about breast milk. I'm talking about cow's milk or milk formula.
But you don't give a baby cow's milk. Who gives a baby cow's
milk?
Yes,
well, I can assure you, your great grandparents were given cow's milk, natural milk, or you wouldn't be here.
I would be still here.
What do you think they had SMA in let's say 400 years ago?
Yeah, sorry, but hang on, let's go to Leanne. But Martin, you want to say something quickly there to Pauline? Go ahead.
Yeah, very quickly. In my opinion, that's a whole separate argument. Look, there are entire populations around the world that are pretty much almost predominantly vegetarian or vegan, right?
Yeah.
And they seem to manage quite well. If a person wants to be vegan or vegetarian,
that's their bag.
Get on with it. I don't mind. Now, the thing with me is, as far as I'm concerned, I will eat meat. But you're absolutely right. The hypocrisy of so many people. They will jump up and down. They'll scream and shout and they'll have a hissy fit over animals being mistreated. And yet they have no qualms, no issues with babies being torn apart in a mother's womb. Now, that to me is the ultimate level of hypocrisy.
Okay, I know I get that hypocrisy too. Stay there, Martin, for a second, okay? I want to go to Leanne as well because I don't have much time here. Leanne, hi.
Hi, yeah, how are you?
Good. You believe there's a humane way to kill an animal?
With anything, there's always a humane or right way or not
so a
right
bolt
way.
In the head, yeah. That's pretty humane, isn't it?
Well, what we don't know.
Won't hurt
us.
Is
that what they say?
Yeah, so, well, then that just proves my point, doesn't it? If we don't know about it, sure, it's grand. But RT are going to tell you all about it tonight, so that'll be grand.
Still nice to know that your animal has been humanely.
It's nice to know, is it? So when you're sitting down having a steak on a Sunday or whatever it is, do you be thinking to yourself, Jays, I hope this poor steak didn't die in pain? No.
Yeah.
No, you don't, Leanne. Absolutely. Don't be telling me lies. You don't be thinking that at all.
Anyone who has empathy does think that.
I have never in my whole life sat and had a steak or a chicken curry wondering how the animal died. Never in my life.
You've never had a leg of lamb and thought...
I wouldn't eat a leg of lamb. I don't like lamb. It's too greasy.
Greasy. You've never... All right.
Beef or chicken or a bit of fish.
You've never thought of it. You've never thought of it.
No.
When you're eating any sort of meat or chicken.
Never. No, never. Okay. Never doesn't.
So how do you know?
Because I support eating meat. I'm quite happy to eat meat. So I've never sat down with my knife and fork in my hand going, oh, this could be good, but I just hope this animal, I hope this animal didn't die in pain.
You know where you buy it. You don't care where you buy it, do you?
Tesco's.
Yeah. Well, fair enough.
Do I look at the packet and wonder where it came from? No,
that's
I don't.
Choice. Yeah. Well, some people do. It's down to choice. But I have empathy, so I...
Do you have empathy?
Would like to think, absolutely.
But you're okay with the animal dying so you can eat it. The animal could live another, 10 years of its life, frolic around a field, happy. But no, I have to die because Leanne wants her food on Sunday.
But then we'd be overwhelmed with animals, wouldn't we?
No, we wouldn't. That's absolutely.
You're not going to keep a dog then and eat it, are you?
No, that's it. This idea that if we don't eat cows, we'll be overrun by them. That's nonsense. We just wouldn't breed as many if we didn't need to.
But dairy farmers and everything else, that's what they do then.
I know, that's what they do. Yeah, well, if people didn't buy them,
so
they wouldn't be raising them.
If they kept them all.
No, you're not thinking about this properly. If suddenly everyone stopped eating meat tomorrow, I hope that doesn't happen, by the way, but if suddenly everyone stopped eating, they just wouldn't breed them anymore.
No, sure. Come here, but you're saying vegans and all. There has been proof. Those people taken to court in America where their child died from being vegan.
The child didn't die from being vegan. The child died because they were neglected by their parents. That's why.
No,
because
the
parents,
the child was vegan.
There was one child in Florida, for example, had a really bad infection, and the parents wouldn't take it to a general hospital because the medication wasn't vegan friendly. That's why they went to jail.
Different.
Yeah,
that's different.
There are people who raise their children as vegan, and they're perfectly healthy.
Yeah, but that's down to being vegan. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So they were brought. This is what I'm saying. They were vegan.
But I know parents who were not vegan who were ended up in jail because they neglected their children and didn't feed them properly. That's it was nothing to do with them, the fact they're vegan. They just neglected their child. They're just idiots.
No, because they were vegan.
But I know people who are not vegan who ended up in jail for neglecting their babies.
That's totally different.
I'm saying to you, the point I'm making is you can raise it. I wouldn't personally do it. I think it's wrong. But you can raise a child vegan. If you do it properly.
And you feed the child properly.
Like
you said earlier on, you can't make a newborn vegan.
Yes, you can.
Okay?
Yes, you can.
Because then when a child's
wrong. You can. You just have to be very careful how you do it. You need to get doctor's advice and you need to make sure the child is fed properly. Of course you can.
Doctors aren't always right.
Oh. We've an excuse for everything here tonight, haven't we?
No, it's the truth, though.
Sorry. Well, hang on. Oisín.
It's the truth, though.
Oisín, am I the one who's wrong here tonight? Are we all missing something?
No. I'm a voracious meat eater and I make no apologies. A bit like your last caller. I've forgotten his name. Sorry.
Yeah.
Well, I should not.
Martin.
I have forgotten.
Yeah.
I don't look at my meat or my beef and wonder where it came from or how the animal died.
No.
I make no apologies. I make absolutely zero. I'm not trying to be
mean.
Leanne
does. She sits down and wonders how I hope the animal had a nice death.
Not every time I have a piece of meat, I think about it, but it does go through my head, obviously.
Does it?
Because I don't. Yeah, but that's your choice. That's your choice. But my choice, my opinion is.
I think if you have empathy,
it's not going to go through every time I sit down and have like a meal with Phil or with me that I'm going to think about, oh my God, I wonder how this was killed. But it does go through my head sometimes, not all of the time. But because I'm human.
Oisín, has it ever gone through your head?
No, it has not.
No.
As far as I'm concerned,
not
what's
even
going
as a child,
like when I'm cooking it.
Not even when you were younger.
Nope.
Never ever. When your mom or your parents are cooking or anything, no. Seeing a big lump of steak going in the pan. Right.
Honest to God. I'm not lying.
Okay.
Honest to God, no.
Okay,
as far
so you
as
never
I'm
ask
concerned.
For your... Like, I have a 7-year-old and a 9-year-old, and they ask questions, and they ask where the chicken nuggets come from, where do burgers come from, where does steak come from.
At this stage, my kids are 17 and 15. As far as they're concerned, once they're fed, they couldn't give a toss.
Yeah, my answer if they ask me where the chicken nuggets come from, I just say McDonald's.
McDonald's. Burger King.
Burger King chicken nuggets are nicer, to be honest.
They're lovely. Yeah.
The sweet chili sauce. Oh, I'm starving now. I have to go into a break. Sorry, Martin, Oisín. I'm sorry for cutting you short, Oisín. I do apologise. And Leanne and Pauline.
Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.